Anyway, John, we have a house full.
We have a team.
By God, we have.
We have a lot of all the way up from the village of Whitegate and the surrounding parish. Yes. The surrounding parish.
And we heard in the news bulletin we have two festivals on this weekend. So we're talking Whitegate Festival. And we have Councillor Pat Burke in, who... your chair of the community council?
Secretary, actually, Jim.
Secretary of the community council. So, what can we expect in Whitegate next week?
Right, well, good morning to yourselves and to the listeners. And I'm glad we're on radio, not television, because I literally jumped down off the tractor to get over here. And I'll be heading back, so I'm a bit agricultural.
You're dressed for radio.
I'm dressed for radio. And with the sun shining, as John here sitting beside me knows very well, the spring we've had and the weather. So when the sun shines, we've a lot of catching up to do.
So we better not hold you up too
long. Hopefully I'll be finished what I have to do by 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. And then myself and Catherine can hit to Super Value Park Equeve tomorrow with all the work done.
Yeah,
so that's the plan anyway, Jim. So anyway, going back to the weekend, I suppose the reason I'm here. So the annual May Bank Holiday Festival in Whitegate is going on quite a while now. Back in the day, you'll remember, 10 years ago now, the pony races was the big thing on the Bank Holiday Sunday, and that went on for a few years before it faded out. So we're still continuing with events and that, and doing our best to keep the thing on the road. And I suppose what we do in Whitegate is we do a lot of events for kids younger than Caoimhe now, even try to incorporate families and kids as much as possible. I was talking to a woman recently from County Kerry where they'd run a festival, and it's all to do with pubs and adults and drinking, and there's nothing for kids. So in Whitegate we try and accommodate the kids as much as possible. So we're kicking off next Thursday night, Jim, with our first event.
Oh, you're hitting off early then.
Long
weekend.
We've done that before now, if you remember. We've launched books and the sign at the Ash Tree Cross and different things like that, and we kind of kick off on the Thursday night. So next Thursday night, the Active Retirement Group are hosting a night in the clubhouse to coincide with Alzheimer's National Tea Day. So when we sit down and wonder, right, is there anything we can incorporate into the Alzheimer's National Tea Day? And somebody suggested, what about Caoimhe from her dancing skills? And I know you'll be talking to her shortly on TG Cahir's Real Deal. So we're delighted that Caoimhe will come along on next Thursday night to coincide with the Alzheimer's Tea Day for all the elderly, and not and others as well, obviously, are welcome to perform her dancing skills next Thursday night in the clubhouse while we're drinking a cup of tea in support of the Alzheimer's National Tea Day.
Yeah.
So that's next Thursday night. So we're looking forward to that. Some of us would have seen Caoimhe on television, so we're looking forward to seeing her live in the clubhouse in Whitegate. So that's something to look forward
for
to.
For one night only.
For one night only. So very good. On the Friday night then, John sitting here beside me, his dad James O'Brien runs the Progressive 45 with Tommy Minogue, helps him every Sunday night in the winter months. It finished up, I think, on Good Friday. So Jacko had an idea that, God, if they could come back together again on the Friday night, because it's a very successful Progressive 45 where people come from the Woodford direction, Fecal, Tulla, Bridgetown, Scariff, all come to Whitegate to play cards on a Sunday night. So even though it finished up, I think on Good Friday, they're coming back again to have have their serious card game, of course, Progressive 45, but we'll be there as well, and there'll be cash prizes and sort of a novelty. You know, it's a hugely successful Progressive 45.
It's a social event as well.
Oh, absolutely, it's a social event. Some people, I suppose, take the card serious, but it is a social event. And as I said, I know the people who travel from as far away as the far side of Bridgetown wouldn't miss it for anything, you know, the card game in Whitegate. So it's one of the most longest-running Progressive 45s in the area, and we wanted to include them as part of our community weekend.
Yeah,
so right. James O'Brien and Tommy Minogue will be full steam ahead next Friday night for that. On the Saturday then, we turn to the hurling field on Saturday the 4th, and we have at 4 p.m. the Ulton Hayes tournament. Now, God rest Ulton, lost his life 10 years ago, 2014, in a tragic accident. And every year since then, except during COVID, obviously, we've had the Ulton Hayes Memorial Tournament. Ulton's mother comes from Broadford. So this year, other teams would have come other years, but this year Whitegate will play Broadford. I'm not sure what age group it is. under 10 or 12 possibly, or 11. Or 11s maybe, for the Ulton Hayes tournament at 4 o'clock. So there'll be a trophy for the winners and that. And it's a way of remembering Ulton, who was a promising young hurler in our club. So that's on next Saturday. And as I said, it's his 10th anniversary. On that evening then at 6 p.m. we have an interesting Clare Cup game where Whitegate will welcome Budyke to Whitegate. Now, I'm not sure how Budyke have been getting on in the Clare Cup. I'm sure John knows, but we haven't been getting on so well. We've suffered a few defeats to much stronger clubs, so we'll be fancying ourselves against Budyke.
But it doesn't matter how you've been getting on once you get on the pitch. It's a local derby.
Oh, the Lord save us. Any time Whitegate and Budyke meet, it's a local derby. That is for sure. So next Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, even though there's a festival in Budyke, I'm sure they'll park the festival in Budyke for an hour or two to come to Whitegate, knowing the following that they have. So we'll welcome Budyke to Whitegate for what will be a huge game, because Whitegate will need to win, I'm sure. And as I said, I'm not sure about Budyke, but no doubt they're not doing so bad. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting on the Saturday. Moving on to the Sunday then, this was a very successful event, just pre-COVID again, I think, where we had the normal tractor run that we're all familiar with that takes place in different parishes. We have a kiddies tractor run where they pedal their pedal tractors up the street of Whitegate, a line of them that nearly go from Mary's shop all the way up to the church. There'd be so many of them in it, and a fancy dress, and they'll pedal their tractors and go-karts and anything at all that'll move, I suppose. They'll push them up the street as best they can on the Sunday. And that starts at 1 o'clock from McDermott's shop, the fancy dress parade. And they'll progress, or they'll make their way up into the hurling field where they'll be judged and there'll be medals and all of that. So
that sounds a great event.
It is. They love that. Fiona Tracy and Grania Keating, I think, are the two people who organised that. So, and we'll have a tractor, a proper tractor in front of them with the flashers on, bringing them, leading them up the street. It'll be like a Garda escort, only in a tractor and up into the clubhouse. So the kids look forward to that. Lochiel School then on that Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. we'll have a table quiz in the clubhouse. Again, they've done that before, where parents and kids make up teams or whatever, and it's a novelty, and it's a family quiz, and they'll be looking forward to that as well. We have this is an interesting one now. In the AstroTurf pitch in Lochiel School at 6:30 on the Monday evening, we have a 7-a-side mixed men and women, boys and girls mixed soccer 7-a-side, and they're playing out that and they'll be awarded the Jason Brogan Cup, another young man in Whitegate who unfortunately lost his life. We did this back again 10 years ago or so, and before COVID, there was tug of war when the Nightingale pub was going that time, and Fidelma Lynch from down the Galway side, and they used to bring up teams from Galway and Jason Brogan's cousins over in Quinn. A team would come from Quinn and they'd pull tug of war, and that would go on all evening in the field across from the Nightingale for the Jason Brogan Cup. So it hasn't happened for a few years now. The tug of war has died out, I think, a bit. So we're doing a 7-a-side soccer tournament mixed in the AstroTurf down at Lochiel, and people that will go to that will see the fantastic facilities that are in Lochiel School now, with AstroTurf and car parking and everything that goes with it, etc. And Patrick Minogue and Paul Kelly are the two main, and I think they have a load of people recruited and have teams picked and everything, and they will be awarded the Jason Brogan Cup in memory of Jason, and I know his family are delighted that's back on board as well. So
good stuff.
We'll retire to the half barrel then for what's a DJ and an 80s night. So those of us that can remember the 80s music, I'm reading it here, music to get you grooving. So the half barrel, Andy, the bar manager down there, is very supportive of the community. And when he was approached, there was no problem in doing his part, if you like. And he's very generous. And so we're having a DJ, an 80s night.
And I'm sure, Pat, you're well able to groove to the 80s music all the time.
Yeah, Jesus, you come down and you'll see me. Is that the night? Oh, stop. Bank Holiday Monday then, if you want me to keep going.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bank Holiday Monday then, the annual Dinny Ryan 10K. This is an annual event, of course, on the Bank Holiday Monday in memory of Dinny Ryan. Dinny was a great cross-country runner in his day and won many cross-country races across East Clare, I suppose, and North Tipperary and that, and a great controversial figure in his day. He passed away, the poor man, a good few years ago now, but he was a huge character. You know, I was thinking of him last Sunday when we were talking about the Dinny Ryan race, and he was such a controversial figure when it came to hurling matches, and he wouldn't be long telling you who played well or who didn't. and I thought of him less. So some people were critical, rightly or wrongly, of the fecal goalkeeper, Aver Quilligan. And it reminded me, and I don't know whether Aver is listening or not, but the best of luck tomorrow. Last Sunday, when Limerick stormed and came in waves, it wasn't easy to handle them. But if you remember back, Seamus Durek stood for an election in 1981, in a general election for Fine Gael. And my father, my late father, and Seamus's wife, Anne Solon, were doing a bit of canvassing around Whitegate. And they went up to Dinny Ryan. And my father, I think, said to Anne Solon, we should be okay here anyway. Dinny would be a great fan of GA and Seamus Durek. So they knocked on the door anyway, and Dinny came out, and they said, we're doing a bit of canvassing for Seamus Durek. This is his wife, Anne. Sure, Dinny knew them anyway, and he's running for the election. Well, says Dinny, he won't be getting my vote. That goal Limerick got last Sunday, he should have stopped it. Yeah. So, straight out, there was no saying, I'll think about it, ranting on him. Yes. No, he should have that ball stopped in. He said, and we'd have that match won. Limerick in a Munster final or semi-final or something. So Dinny was a huge character. So every bank holiday, May Bank Holiday Monday, we remember him. And that's a huge event, the 10K and more participants, I suppose, in the 5K. Yeah. Those of us that aren't the serious runners. 5K, run or walk, kids, families, and the more serious athletes, if you like, do the 10K run. So they all leave the village at 12 noon, and that goes on then for an hour or so, and we present prizes and cash prizes and trophies and that to the winners of those. So that's on the Bank Holiday Monday at 5 o'clock that evening, then back in the GA grounds again. Owen O'Leary's wife, Laura O'Leary, I think, instigated the Gaelic for Mothers and Others. It's these girls that are not young and not so young, I suppose. Aoife might know a bit more about that.
Why do you be careful now?
Yeah, I know, sure, this is it. Yeah. Gaelic for Mothers and Others. So all age groups, I suppose, is the best way to cover it. Yeah. And they play that they're the Gatha Gaels ladies football team. So they're having a kind of a novelty event in the field. I'm reading it here, a masked shootout. So I suppose, I don't know, is it the goalkeeper has a mask on and tries to stop the ball, or is it the person kicking the ball? But anyway, we'll see. And she also has down here that there'll be guest appearances. So that I'm reading it here, an event not to be missed at 5 o'clock on the Monday evening. Then the Camogie Club are running bingo. This happens maybe twice a year. We had it at the Easter Bank Holiday Monday, bingo, and some of the elderly ladies in the village and that can't understand why this bingo isn't on every week. They love it so much, but I know people in the Camogie Club and everywhere else have enough to be doing without running bingo every week. So the Bank Holiday Mondays, it kind of goes on maybe mostly. So that's on in the clubhouse at 8 o'clock on Bank Holiday Monday for the people who play the bingo. And finally then on the Tuesday, so we're stretching from Thursday to Tuesday, and this is a big one then, the Family Fun Cycle. And this is where Tony O'Leary's heart does be in his mouth when 90 kids arrive into the grounds of the clubhouse, all in their high-vis jackets and helmets, and they're mad for road, bursting for road, and Tony is trying to hold them back, because when they leave the grounds and go up to the half barrel and go down the hill towards like Isle School, Tony is trying to slow them down. So in fairness to Jacko Tracy and Tony O'Leary, two cycling enthusiasts themselves, it's their way of introducing all the kids to cycling and the rights and wrongs and the rules of the road and all of that. So that's a massive thing, because I think we had photographs from last year. Somebody down at the school took a photograph of them all coming down the hill in their high-vis jackets and helmets. And they're supposed to be accompanied by an adult, but that doesn't always happen. But anyway, they go down to the Ashtree Cross, over to Dromane Harbour, and they stop there for refreshments. And Jacko gets them to hop up on the bike again now, and we'll go back as far as the village and take it handy. And some of them, as they get towards the end, think they're in the Tour de France or something. So we have to slow them down above around the village.
You'd have a sprint finish.
A sprint finish up the street. So that concludes our festival for the weekend. And as I said, we try and incorporate the children as much as possible in all the events, you know, to bring the children involved. And things like the cycling is a great way of introducing kids to cycling and all of their bikes and everything. So we look forward to that. So that's it, Jim, for the weekend. You know, we don't go for a big marquee and bands or anything like that. We keep it simple and hope that everybody in the community will get involved, whether it's playing cards or playing bingo or cycling or running in the 10K.
It sounds really like a festival for the community.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
That,
I mean, most of the events there, the community can take part in.
Oh, they can, of course.
You know, whether it's the cards or the Mothers for Others
or whatever it is. Or the bingo, or drinking the tea and Cuiva doing the dancing. Yes. So there's something for everybody. We just, you know, trying to every year, you know, improve, not necessarily improve on it, but different events and that kind of thing. Okay. So that's where we're at.
Do they come out from other parishes to your festival?
The 10K now, we'd get the more serious runners and from Scariff, Tumgraney, Bodike and that come down on the bank holiday Monday. Mm-hmm. And we get outsiders then who have often won the 10K and they're presented with the cup, and then we have to go to, I think, Nace last year. My daughter picked up the cup. Somebody from Nace that was down on holidays and went down and ran the 10K and won it.
And, of course, the cards, people come from far and wide.
They do, as I said, from down below Woodford and over as far as Bridgetown on the other side.
How many years now is the festival going on?
And in May, it's probably, it coincided with the, years ago, it used to be the August bank holiday weekend. It was a big festival in Whitegate, marquees and pony races and all of that back in the 70s and 80s.
The good old days of the marquee, Pat.
Good old days of the marquee and five pubs in Whitegate, by the way, but back in the day. And then that faded out, and I suppose we got it going then, a group of us got the pony races going in 2011. And the racing, Midlands Racing Association, the only date they would give us was the Sunday of the bank holiday weekend. So we built the festival around the pony races on the May bank holiday weekend. And that's why it's... So 2011, it started on the May bank holiday weekend. Okay. So maybe a year or two of COVID we missed out. But other than that, it's every May bank holiday weekend. So.
Well, Pat, thank you very much for coming in. We know you're anxious to get back out to the sunshine and the tractor, hopefully. Yes. So we don't know whether there's sunshine or not here, but...
There is when we were coming in anyway. So.
Okay. Yeah. Pat, listen, thanks for me. Just one last question. Where can somebody who couldn't remember everything you said, where can they get information?
I'm sure the Whitegate Community Council Facebook page that Claire Tracy looks after is constantly updated. So
Perfect.
If they're into the Facebook.
Okay. So good luck, Pat.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Jim.
Okay, now the next man
in the election. Good man.